And this is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, with Diana O'Carroll and with Dave Ansell. And let's kick off with a look at some of this week's hottest science news stories. Diana.
Yes, well, this week researchers from Stanford University have revealed that in the last 30 years, corn and wheat crops have dropped by 3.8 and 5.5% respectively in yields in response to climate change. And this decrease in production has occurred in spite of technological advances, pest control measures, CO2 enhancement and the use of fertilizers. Publishing in Science, David LaBelle and his team note that all major growing regions for wheat, maize, soybeans and rice have experienced increases in temperature since 1980. The notable exception was the US, which experienced cooling. And although corn and wheat have seen a drop, soybean and rice crops have remained roughly unaffected across the globe. So to reach their conclusions, the researchers developed two models. Now, they developed one which mimicked the observed increases in climate temperatures and one which assumed temperatures had stayed the same since 1980. And they also used statistical tests to see if precipitation, that's rainfall changes, affected crop yields. And the results demonstrated that increases in temperature had reduced global yields of wheat by 5.5%, and increased rainfall also had a negative effect on crops, but it was much less marked than temperature. So given that the US is a notable exception, it shows that analysing climate change data on a country-by-country scale will be misleading. And the team have shown that temperatures in the United States haven't increased in a statistically significant way, and subsequently their crops haven't suffered. But the rest of the world has seen a very obvious and worrying change, and this doesn't mean that the US is unaffected, since decreases in food availability across the world will inevitably have an effect on the cost of imports. In fact, the authors argue that it already has, and that there's a 6% increase in food prices, even if you include the effect of extra CO2 in the atmosphere, which is quite frightening.
Russia had a big problem last year, didn't it? Because their crops and harvests failed completely, and Russia produced a huge amount of the world's wheat.
Yeah, and it's a huge country to feed as well.
And I suppose the logical conclusion, which you sort of hint at, is if this trend continues and accelerates, because whatever and regardless of the cause of this warming signal, there has been a warming and the warming seems to cause the yields to be eroded in the face of rising world population, things are going to get far more pressured.
Yeah, it's quite a scary situation, actually. Even if you do ignore the CO2, which this team did, there is still a temperature rise going on across the world.
Diana, thank you.